Lake Effect Weekend continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. 42 years ago this week, Bruce Springsteen played a concert at the Uptown Theater on Milwaukee's West Side. The theater is long gone, but that show is remembered by many because it was stopped by a bomb scare and then restarted hours later.
Max Weinberg was there, playing drums with the E Street Band, a job he still holds. Since that time, he's also gained fame as the band leader on Conan O'Brien's Late Night Show, among other prominent gigs.
Weinberg is back in Milwaukee this weekend without the boss, playing a Sunday night show called Max Weinberg's Jukebox at the Colectivo back room. He joins us by phone ahead of that show. Max Weinberg, what a pleasure to speak with you. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Well, I'm happy to be with you on Lake Effect. Looking forward to coming into your neck of the woods.
We are looking forward to having you, and I wanted to start by talking about the tour this show is a part of, specifically the jukebox format. In a nutshell, explain how it works.
Well, it's all about the audience, Mitch. People come and they give us requests, and they simply yell out their requests. You know, when we finished the River Tour in February of this year, I came home, relaxed for about a month, and my manager from Chicago, Mark Stein, said, "What do you want to do next?" And I said, "Well, I want to keep relaxing." He said, "Oh, you got to come out on the road, you know, because I love to play the drums, and I'm not going to play in my house." And, you know, drums are a communal instrument. You need to play with other people. And he had an idea for a band of, I always like to go in and sit in with people, and whatever the song, name a song, I'll play it. He goes, "Why don't you do this? Why don't you do a show where the audience picks the set list?" And as he described it to me, I said, "Yeah, kind of like a human jukebox." He goes, "Yeah, that's it exactly, a jukebox where the audience puts in the quarter and hears three songs." And that's how Max Weinberg's Jukebox came along. And what we do, Mitch, is we set up these huge video screens on either side of the stage that have a scroll of about 400 songs that I grew up with and that everybody knows if you're between 40 and 80 from the 60s and 70s. And after we play a couple of introductory numbers, the audience just screams out and yells out songs. So this is a party. The whole idea is to have a party. It's not really a concert of, you know, set material. Every night is different. The song selections from the audience are different, and it depends what their personal tastes are.
There's kind of a story arc often in concerts. There is not in this case, but at the same time, do you start to read what a crowd is about when you start, you know, sort of figuring out the kinds of things they're asking for?
Well, they're fans of this music, and you know, you've heard a lot of these songs at catered events through the years, and this is different because we approach this music almost as a classical vocabulary. Now, I don't mean we play it preciously or sort of as chamber music, and there are bands who do that. We go at it from the point of view of having fun with it. The records, whether it's Paul Revere and the Raiders or the Dave Clark Five, the Beatles, the Stones, Bruce, you name it, you know, Manfred Mann, the Yardbirds, Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, all those songs, to me anyway, transmit fun.
You just did this set of shows with the E Street Band. I think it was 89 concerts, 15 countries, millions of fans, and now you're playing these much more intimate venues like Turner Hall. Do you feel more at home in one of those worlds than the other?
No, I subscribe to the statement that Frank Sinatra famously made in the 60s. He was asked a similar question. He said, "They're all $50 dates." And by that, it was a compliment. It meant you play the same whether you're playing to 50 people or 50,000 people. In the E Street Band, I have a dedicated job to do. And, you know, I'm kind of like the center on a football team. I can't, you know, I don't want to step out of that role. And in this jukebox show, I get to use a little bit of the late night television comedy chops that I developed and the ability to front a band as a front man. So really, it's all about giving the audience a great time and having them walk out feeling like they've gotten more than their money's worth. That's certainly been Bruce's ethos, and I've been with him for 43 years, so I've certainly adopted it as mine. I just like to show people a good time. You know, my initial motivation for playing drums, other than to meet girls, was to get people up and dancing, because you know, I wasn't real fancy and I wasn't a jazz drummer. I was a rock drummer and I could play a big beat. And the big beat, whether it's in a stadium or if it's in a casino or even a small club, gets people up and moving, physically moving. And that's sort of my aim.
You know, and I would also think playing in a place like Turner Hall, you know, even with the stage lights, you have the opportunity to really, you know, see people's faces and see how they're reacting to the music in a way that you might not at, you know, Giant Stadium or whatever.
Well, actually, in a stadium, you see a lot of people. It's pretty amazing. And you know, I mostly concentrate, I'd say 99%, on what Bruce is doing throughout the show. But, you know, Mitch, out of 33 or 4 songs that we might play on any given night, Bruce will change 15 to 16 of them on the spot. He'll just, we call them audibles. He'll just change the song. And if you're lucky, he'll tell you what song it is. That's how spontaneous it can be.
I would think after 40 years, it doesn't take you very long once he calls an audible for you to figure out.
Well, sometimes I get the space between counting off 1 to 4. And, you know, usually there's a little drum pickup before the downbeat of the song. So I only get about 2 beats to know what song he wants to play. And sometimes you have to use your intuition and judge by the way he counts it off, or literally sometimes the muscles in his back. I mean, you really get, you're in a sort of flow state and you're very connected to what's going on. And I wasn't always like that. And, you know, after 43 years, you know, it's the ability that I have to be able to do that, that helps me along.
Did I hear that right? You can, at this point, by looking at the, or, you know, kind of sussing out the muscles in Bruce Springsteen's back, kind of figure out what the next song is going to be.
Well, maybe not necessarily the next song, but I can figure out there's a move coming, you know, by literally by looking at, you know, he's so muscular and with a wet T-shirt, you can see, you know, sometimes you have to look for cues like that because, you know, he's involved in doing the show. So there's a level of expectation that the band is going to be right there with him. And that only comes from, you know, the thousands and thousands of shows we've done and, you know, the tens of thousands of hours we've played together. You know, it is a sixth sense, without a doubt.
Right, and these are the hidden moments that if you're sitting in the 50th row or somewhere in the upper deck, you really have, it's, I mean, for lack of a better term, you think it's magic that the band is this connected, but you know, obviously it's not magic, it's the tens of thousands of hours you've been together.
Well, it's that, but there is a magic, there is a thing you create, there's that third thing up there. You know, first of all, it's the band, then it's the audience together, and as Bruce likes to say, you're in concert. Think of it, you know, you're not, you know, you're in concert, you're together with the audience. And on the best of nights, and we tend to almost every night is a great night for us. You know, some nights sound better just acoustically, but, you know, we get to that place every time we play. It's the uniqueness of that particular group of musicians.
I wanted to ask, this week, Monday, actually, was the 42nd anniversary of a show that you were a part of here in Milwaukee at what used to be the Uptown Theater, does not exist anymore, the show that's infamous here as the Bomb Scare Show.
Yeah.
Do you have memories of that show?
Oh, yeah, of course. The Bomb Scares show, it was about an hour into the set, and, you know, things were not as organized as they are today. And, you know, one of our guys walked on stage, got to stop, you know. And we left, and the record company was going to have a party after the show back at the hotel. So we went back to the hotel, and they decided to have the party then. And I can remember looking around at the bar saying, I don't want thing. I better stay sober for this. We're going to go back on stage. I'm not going to partake in any adult beverages, which I can't say everybody said that. But Gary and I, the rhythm section, did. And we came back, and it was loose in a good way. And we opened with Little Queenie. And there is a bootleg that I've I've heard of that show. And yeah, in our collective memory, it was a major event. You know, it was first of all, you could hardly believe it. Back then in 1977, somebody would do that. And it happened one other time in New York City at the Palladium.
Well, we will look forward to seeing you here. Max Weinberg, it's really been a pleasure. Thank you so much. I hope we can talk again.
Pleasure. Take care.
Max Weinberg is the drummer for Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band and the former bandleader for Late Night with Conan O'Brien and The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien. His Max Weinberg's Jukebox Show is Sunday night. Since we recorded our interview, the venue has moved and it will now be at the Colectivo back room. And there's a link to more info from WUWM.com.